Another area that we owe a certain obligation to patients is in the area of finances. A patient has a right to expect from an ethical doctor of chiropractic that the doctor of chiropractic will explain his or her fees early in the doctor-patient relationship so that there are no surprises to the patient. A patient who comes for chiropractic care and engages in a doctor-patient relationship, starts a program of chiropractic care, deserves to know how much it's going to cost. We need to explain that to people early in the relationship, preferably first visit, preferably before we provide any care. We will let a patient know our fees and what they will be expected to pay, what sort of arrangements they will be made. The key word here, I think, is avoiding surprises, just staying away from what I call sticker shock, that a patient comes to your chiropractic office expecting, you know, a $35 office fee, and as they walk out the door, they're handed a bill for $275. That's sticker shock, and we want to avoid that. Patients who have sticker shock are likely to get angry and complain about the quality of care. Melvin Belli, famous attorney, says in one of his statements in his book on malpractice is that patients who are angry about money issues are far more likely to sue you for malpractice than patients who aren't angry about money issues. That a lot of patients get angry about the financial aspects of doctoring, and then they decide there is something wrong with the care they're getting, and they decide to sue for malpractice. So Melvin Belli, always, his admonition is always make sure that the patient is happy financially. Don't get into big arguments with the patient about money, and don't surprise the patient about your fees. You know, not too many years ago, doctors of chiropractic, and I don't know if this was true with medical doctors, but chiropractors 30 years ago when I was first seeing chiropractors very often had their fees posted right in the waiting room. Right behind the front desk somewhere was a little bulletin board or a little poster board, those black signs with white letters that said, office visit, back in those days it was $10 or so, office visits $25, 8x10 x-rays $25, 14x17 x-rays $35, initial examination $45. Then the patient has, as they walk in the door, they see your fees, they know what the fees are, they will not be surprised in any manner. If you take two 8x10s, they can add it together. And if you take two 14x17s, they can add it together. And if they have an initial examination, they can add it up and know what the expenses are. We don't see too many chiropractors posting their fees in the waiting room anymore, but it's not a bad idea. Very often, chiropractors use a pamphlet called a practice pamphlet, a practice brochure. And you've seen these, I'm sure, in many chiropractors' offices where it has a picture of the office on the front, and you open it up and it has a little biography of the doctor, and it has a little statement called Our Office Policies, and it would say, if you are going to miss an appointment, please give us 24 hours notice, and payment is expected at the time of the visit unless other arrangements are made in advance. We will file your insurance for you. You know, it states your policies on money. We take Visa, check, cash. You know, you state your policies on money. Right in there is not a bad place to have your fees listed. You know, state your fees. You know, the idea of secrecy and not being willing to discuss fees kind of makes people nervous. It would make me nervous if somebody didn't want to talk about what the fees are. So I think the best policy is open and honest discussion of your fee schedule early in the relationship, preferably first visit. Talk about the fees with the patient. If the patient needs to make some kind of arrangements, you can decide right then if you're willing to make the arrangements that they need to be made. If you're willing to wait until payday for your payment, or if you're willing to take monthly payments for the program of care. So, and you get to decide at that point, and you get to discuss it. It's very important that a patient not be surprised and that they not have the feeling that the doctor's keeping fees a secret and they're going to spring them on them, you know, at some future time. And the person's going to get a bill in the mail for $1,000 or something. So very, very important that we explain to patients our fee system. What about phone calls and phone inquiries? Here's an example of something that makes patients mad. If a patient calls up your office and asks this question, question is, how much are your office calls? And your CA answers, very honestly, $30. That's how much our office calls are. You would expect, well, that was an honest transaction. The patient asked a question, the CA answered the question, told the truth. Now, this patient comes to your office, they fill out a case history form, they go into your office, you do a chiropractic examination, you take four x-rays, and you recommend a program of care, and you set up the program, and the patient is given a little slip, and they walk out to the front desk, and the front desk person, the CA, says, let's see, here's four x-rays, and off a new patient examination, and and it's $245 for today, Mrs. Jones. And Mrs. Jones says, wait a minute, I called and asked how much it was, and you told me $30. Now you're telling me $245, that's an outrage. Here's the deal, the patient didn't ask the right question, did they? And the CA didn't answer the right question. She answered the question right, but she should have known the patient might be asking the wrong question. It's important that you clarify things like that. If a patient asks this question, how much is your office visit? Saying $30 is fine, but then you need to clarify it and say, however, if you're a new patient, if you haven't been here before, it is likely that the doctor will want to take some x-rays. It is likely that the doctor will do a new patient examination. In that case, the examination is $45 and the x-rays, you know, and here's a way of dealing with this, the x-rays will be between $70 and $140 depending on which views are taken. So you're giving the patient then a realistic expectation of what that first office visit's going to cost. And then you may continue and say, thereafter, when the doctor sets up a program of care and you come in for a regular office visit, it's $30. So you have to do a little explaining when it's a first visit. You have to make sure you answer the right question. Patients won't always know which question to ask. All they do is call up and say, how much is your office visit? They don't know that a new patient has a different office visit and is likely to be x-rayed and is likely to have a longer encounter with the doctor, thereby justifying a bigger fee. It just works that way. So patients should be guided into asking the right questions, or if they don't ask the right questions, help them. Make sure that your phone answering person, your CA, your front desk person knows how to deal with that so that they're not giving false information to the patient or giving the patient unrealistic expectations about what this visit's going to cost. You know, otherwise, a patient shows up with $30 cash expecting that's going to take care of everything. They just don't know and have no way of knowing. So it's very important that you deal with this issue right up front. Answer the questions on the phone. Don't be keeping secrets. You know, what I tell chiropractors about this, if you don't want to talk about your fees on the phone, if you're unwilling to discuss your fees, then maybe you need to think about your fees. Maybe you're embarrassed about them, you know. And we run into the chiropractors who have the dual fees. And they say, well, first let's talk about your insurance. Let's find out who your insurance company is and how much they'll pay. Then I'll decide how much I'm going to charge. You know, and that's not the way it's supposed to work. You're supposed to have a fee that you charge. You may end up filing insurance or for the patient or having the patient pay you and then file their own insurance. You know, that's not really the issue. The issue is that you have a fee for your services. If you're embarrassed about your fees, then you need to examine your fees, that's all. You need to look at it and see if that's reasonable. So the admonition is here is no surprises. Don't surprise the patient. Give them every opportunity to ask the right question and help them ask the right question and explain. Very often in the initial visit with the patient, I like to say to the patient, you haven't asked yet, but let me tell you about my fee system. Here's the way it works. Today's visit is going to be, you know, because we're taking two x-rays and we're going to do a new patient visit, it's going to be $150. Thereafter, it's going to be $30. Okay? You know, and we have a nice open conversation about it. Most people say, sure, no problem. They're right with it. It's not a problem. But if there is a problem, we have discussed it ahead of time before they've spent the money. And the patient has the right to walk out and say, I can't spend that much money. I'm not going to do it. And then you have the right to come up with payment plans, or we'll take your Visa card, or we'll take your post-dated check, or we'll take your wristwatch. You know, but you have the ability to deal with the patient before you do the transaction. And patients get upset about that if they suddenly owe you a whole lot of money and they didn't expect to. So be very cautious about that. Be honest with your patients. Level with them about the fees. Tell them right up front, you're going to be a lot better off. Your patients will be a lot happier.